Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 352, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 352, Judgment and Love are Opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God Himself. Father, forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love reflected in forgiveness here reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today. For I would love my own identity and find in it the memory of you. Amen. Judgment and love are opposites. From judgment come all the sorrows of the world, but from love comes the peace of God Himself. As I contemplate this, I fall into the meditation of isness. I notice that as I assign meaning to what is coming up right now, I drop out of seeing everything as it is, and I start to look in the filing cabinets of memory, the place I go to define the little self, to build and maintain the false identity, and I become blinded to the present moment, and I drop out of peace. Love and peace are only truly found in the isness of the moment. The sounds I hear can either be the isness of sounds, or I can hear them and look for meaning by looking in the filing cabinets of the past. I can be in isness of peace, or in searching for meaning out of a subtle fear. I can stay in isness and love my true identity, or I can slip into the past or future and be in judgment, believing in a separate me, a separate I. I can allow the isness to be born again each moment, or I can be chained in judgment. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remain in the present moment, allowing the unfolding, the present moment to be born again each moment. I am tired of the drudgery of trying to find meaning in the meaningless. Help me to remain aware of my truth today. Amen. I am not sure where this meditation came from, but it was listed under this lesson. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we close our eyes and we get comfortable. We take some deep breaths, and with each exhale, we feel ourselves sink deeper into relaxation. We are sinking into the observer role, letting go of any thinking or attachment to any outcome. Simply let ourselves observe our body, observe the breath. Without thinking about it, just observe it. Very peaceful, very quiet. If a thought comes up, just notice it. Observe it, but don't think about it. Don't get involved with it. Just notice the isness of the thought, just that the thought is. Letting go of any wanting to define it from the perspective of I, such as how it affects me. Just observe it is there. And let it disappear or just be in isness. Stay as the observer with no attachments to what you observe. Just peaceful observing. Noticing what is, but not going into what meaning it has. For now, there is no meaning. Notice the isness of the breath without any thoughts. As you continue to be the observer, sink back and now observe the one observing. Sink back into a deeper peace and a calm as you observe the observer with no attachments, with no feeling of I. Feeling only the peacefulness of being only the observer. From here, you may be able to feel a deep peace and love for your truth, for the one who observes. Feeling a peaceful love for this beingness. From the place of the observer of the observer, you may know or you may feel there is nothing but isness, nothing but sinlessness. Judgment is impossible. There is only peace. You may see that if you drop out of this state of remembering who you are, and you start to make judgments with the mind, that these are blinding you to the truth of who you are. When you start to look for meaning instead of isness, you are blinded to isness. To your truth. Remain as the observer of the observer. In this peaceful state. Knowing that if you find yourself out of that state, that you can forgive instead of judge and slip back into isness. Thank you for joining with me in remaining in and loving our true identity. Namaste.